Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Peter Ledeck, pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California. And Messiah Lutheran Church is our Church of the Week on Worldwide KFUO this week. Welcome to His Time, Pastor Ledeck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being our guest, and so glad to get to partner with Messiah Lutheran Church, and that you all are our Church of the Week. Tell us a little bit about your service as a pastor, how God has brought you into this office of holy ministry.
Well, I'd be delighted to kind of tell you my brief life story here. I'm actually the son of immigrants. They came to the United States 4 months before I was born. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I was baptized at St. Luke's Lutheran Church by the venerable Reverend A.P. Kretzmann. Sadly, that church is now part of the ELCA, but at the time they had a German and English service, and that kind of attracted my family. Later, we moved further up north in Chicago, and I attended and was confirmed at Bethany Lutheran Church by the Reverend Ralph Pomeroy. And Pastor Pomeroy was really a very huge influence in my life. I met my wife while attending Concordia, Milwaukee. We were married on June 3rd, 1978, and we've been blessed with three sons. My eldest son is Philip, and he's married to Katie. My middle son's name is Luther, and he's married to Jana. And my youngest son is Theodore, and he's married to Carrie. And we are so happy that we have one grandson, Levi, who's the son of Luther and Jana, and we have one more on our way. As I mentioned, I attended Concordia, Milwaukee, and then after that, Concordia River Forest. And then went to the seminary at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, and I graduated in 1982. I have served three congregations in my ministry. I served first at Christ Lutheran Church in Harrow, Ontario, where I preached German and English every Sunday for 5 years. I took the call down to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Decatur, Indiana. And I was there for 12 years. And then in 1999, I received the call to Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California. So what I tell people is I'm on a southwesterly trek, and I think the next stop is either Hawaii or Tahiti. Projecting. I might also add that the Ledeck family, we all cheer for all teams Chicago, including the Cubs. And I have long maintained that the most Lutheran thing you can be is a Cubs fan, because it is all theology of the cross. There is no glory when it comes to being a Cubs fan.
I know a pastor or two who would agree with you on that. Well, that is quite a story, and grateful that God has brought you on this this path to the Office of Holy Ministry, and now serving as pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California. For those of us not familiar with California geography, where is Danville, California?
We are about 25 miles east of San Francisco as the crow flies. We are actually in that area, which out here is known as the East Bay. I think the largest city in the East Bay is Walnut Creek, California.
Well, let's talk about Messiah Lutheran Church. When did the congregation begin? What's the history behind the beginnings of Messiah Lutheran Church?
Sure. Messiah, actually, her origins date to the late 1970s, when there was kind of an expressed need for an LCMS church here in this part of the East Bay. There are LCMS churches north of us and also south of us. At first, it was known as Alamo Lutheran Fellowship, and they met at a school, Rancho Romero, in Alamo for 10 years, actually. And they were served for the first few years by area LCMS pastors. I think many of them had already been retired. A few years later, I think it was probably right around 1983, they were incorporated and adopted the name of Messiah Lutheran and were received into the English district. In 1986, Reverend Dr. Eno Jansen was called as the first resident pastor of Messiah Lutheran. And it was at that time that a building program was begun, and the church was, building at least, was dedicated in 1989. By that time, Reverend Jansen had retired, and the Reverend David Steckholz, who is now the district president of the English district, became Messiah's pastor, and he took a call in 1993. And the next year, the Reverend Clement Preuss became pastor of Messiah. He took a call in early 1999, and in August of that year, I was installed as her pastor, and I've been pastor of Messiah since.
Well, so the congregation has a history from the, as you said, from the late 70s up until today.
Yes.
What would you say are some of the... some of the unique things, if there are unique things, about Messiah Lutheran Church? What do you love about being a part of Messiah Lutheran Church at Danville, California?
Well, you know, I must say that Messiah has a, what do you want to say, kind of a self-understanding about being a very a confessional, liturgical Lutheran church. And so she kind of has a pretty broad reach in terms of geography so that we have members who live a pretty good distance, actually, to come to our congregation, simply because I think in this respect we are unique in our approach. Excuse me. The other thing is that Messiah, at least to me, strikes me as being a very friendly and warm Lutheran church. We get that comment a lot from visitors. And so therefore we are able to welcome and embrace and show hospitality to people who come to our congregation.
With being in... in Danville, California, you mentioned earlier that there are a few other LCMS congregations. How is it coming from Chicago? And you mentioned you also served in, I believe, in Ontario as well. How is parish life similar or different there in California compared to some of the other places you've served?
I appreciate that question. You know, I've served in three very different places in my ministry, and when you kind of piggyback that onto the fact that I was born and raised in Chicago, one of the things that I can say is that in one respect, I think people are people. It doesn't matter really where I've lived. There are some very basic and common needs that people have, and Christians and Lutheran Christians and Missouri Synod Christians in some respects are very much similar wherever I have lived. There's a basic want to hear the Word of God preached and its truth and purity. They have an orientation of what it means, that expression of being a Missouri Synod Lutheran, with an emphasis on catechesis and you know, the rich hymnody that we have. We are drawn to the Christocentric nature of our preaching, and so in that respect, I don't see that much difference between my home congregation in Chicago or the congregations that I've served in my ministry. Now, having said that, there are certainly local differences between the people I served in Canada and Indiana, which was a very rural congregation, and now here, out here in the East Bay, and all the attendant circumstances in which people find their lives and the cultural impacts that are placed upon our people there.
Today we're talking with the Reverend Peter Ledig, pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California, the KFUO Church of the Week. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation, learning more about Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO would like to invite you to start and end your day with prayer. At 9 a.m., join us for morning prayer as we look into the Word of God, we pray, and sing sacred music. At 6 p.m., we gather for evening prayer once again as we hear the Word of God, pray, and rejoice in His gift of music. Lift up your heart to heaven with Worldwide KFUO.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
This Civil Rights Act is a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country.
At the Missouri Bar, we work to foster diversity in our leadership, our profession, and our courts. Join us in celebrating the importance of the Civil Rights Act and its impact on American life 50 years later at MissouriLawyersHelp.org.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with the Reverend Peter Ledig, pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California. And they are the Church of the Week here at Worldwide KFUO. Pastor Ledig, I enjoyed hearing some of the history about Messiah Lutheran Church and your history as a pastor and some of the joys of being a part of that congregation. For our listeners, share with us, what does a typical week look like at Messiah Lutheran Church? Services, opportunities to study and to serve.
Absolutely, thank you. Well, we have one worship service on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. When I was first here, we had two, but it seemed to lessen us. The attendance really didn't kind of support that. And it has brought us kind of together as a congregation, and that's been very helpful. So we have one service at 10 a.m. on Sundays. We have Sunday school before church, starts at 8:30 a.m. Our adult Bible class then is at 8:45 a.m. During the week, we have two other adult Bible studies that meet here at church. We have one that meets Sunday evening at 7 p.m. and another one on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. We also have confirmation classes that meet Mondays after school, roughly about 5:30 p.m. And we are really blessed by just some wonderful young people here at this congregation.
It really sounds like the study of God's Word is pretty significant and important at Messiah Lutheran Church. Why is that?
Well, I think this comes as a byproduct of the ongoing catechesis that has begun with many of our young people when they were in churches. And one of the things that Messiah has, which is markedly different than, for example, my congregation I served in Indiana, is we have we're kind of a transient church, so we have transplants from here, there, and everywhere. And one of the things that you learn as you interact with the lay people of our congregation is their own involvement in either being raised going to parochial schools or a strong emphasis on Sunday school. And this has carried them through from that to confirmation to ongoing involvement in some high school study or youth fellowship, and has carried them on then into adulthood so that there is an expressed need and desire in our congregation for strong emphasis on the study of God's Word. I would say that we probably average somewhere in the vicinity of 60% of our members on any given week are in a Bible study. And so I think it reflects what is kind of, what would you call it, a core value of our congregation.
And so if a new person comes to Messiah, maybe a little bit of a church background, maybe not a whole lot of involvement, how do you think how would they be welcomed? What would they be invited to? Where would they fit in?
Well, like so many things, when a person first visits Messiah, as I indicated already, first of all, we have a strong emphasis on hospitality, which I think is a reflection of what we read in the New Testament. And so, therefore, there's a strong sense of welcoming and reaching out to the people in our town here of Danville and in the broader East Bay. If there is specific interest of people who are thinking about joining Messiah, we have adult catechesis. I would say that I have averaged probably 1 to 2 adult baptisms a year, and so we make sure that we give them good, thorough catechesis and to incorporate them into the life of the church. So that, as I tell people who join Messiah, is, you know, we're all in this together. So we look at everybody kind of grabbing an oar and rowing.
So the Word really is at the heart of everything you do there. It's that the study of the Word, hearing God's Word, receiving His gifts is really at the heart of what Messiah Lutheran Church is, even when it comes to welcoming new folks into the fold there at Messiah.
Very much so.
What are ways that members are involved in serving, and maybe they're at Messiah or in their community?
We have a very rich and full history, actually, of involvement both locally and globally in terms of our interest of missions and supporting those who are involved in missions. So, for example, about 10 years ago, we were very strongly involved in the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society. As a matter of fact, in 2006, I traveled with Reverend Dr. Tim Quill of our Fort Wayne Seminary, and we went to teach seminars in various places in Siberia. When I returned home, we here at Messiah focused on enabling the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church to purchase a flat and an apartment so that the people in a city called Novokuznetsk could purchase it, and so that now they have a church there in that city, and so we were very pleased to be able to support the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church. In about the year 2000, we committed ourselves to support the work of Reverend Dr. Arthur Just and Deaconess Pam Bailey Silva in strengthening the work in support of deaconesses in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya. This also involved, for example, Messiah helping fund the microloan project for the deaconesses and clean water filters to be distributed because that is such an urgent need for people in Kenya. I know that Deaconess Bailey Silva is also hoping to establish a mercy house, a hospice center, where people can be cared for in the name and by the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that probably will be the next thing that we will try to be strong supporters of. We also, as a congregation, support the work of Reverend Dennis Meeker, who has worked in the slums of Kisumu, which is right outside of Nairobi. And his work among AIDS orphans in particular by providing certain basic necessities of body and schools, a soul. So, for example, they have established a school. Our congregation supports about 30 AIDS orphans via our Sunday school offerings. And they have just completed building a new school near Lake Victoria. We also support, through our adult Bible study, the work of one of the sons of our congregation, Reverend Roy Coates, who is in the inner city in Baltimore, Maryland, Lutheran Church of the Redeemer, and he's doing wonderful work, mostly among Liberian immigrants. And this is kind of ironic because Pastor Coates is of half-Swedish ancestry, and he has as hair and a beard that makes him look like Eric the Red. So but he's just doing just wonderful, wonderful work. Locally, we are strong supporters of Valley Pregnancy Center. We believe that it is not simply enough as a pro-life people to oppose abortion. We must be able to enable men and women to be able to bring children to full term, and the way we can do that is to assist those who are on the front lines of reaching out to families. We also support Shepherd's Gate, which is locally here, reaches out to women who are in distress, in dangerous situations. We regularly support Contra Costa Food Bank, and we have been strong supporters of Issues ETC.
Well, tell us, with just about a minute left here, Pastor, how can we find out more about Messiah Lutheran Church in Danville, California? Where is it located in terms of finding our way around the neighborhood, and then also where we can find information either on the phone or online?
Sure. Our website is Messiah Lutheran Danville. At the time we chose that, we probably should have thought of having something a little bit shorter, but that's our website, messiahlutherandanville.com. Another way, of course, is you can always reach us here at the church office at 925-736-2270. And if anybody ever visits the greater San Francisco area, we would be just absolutely delighted to serve you in the name of our Lord.
Well, very good. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being our guest today on His Time. Great to share with you in this time. And thanks to Messiah Lutheran Church for being our Church of the Week, partnering with us here at Worldwide KFUO. God's blessings to you and all the saints there at Messiah Lutheran Church. The Reverend Peter Ledeck, pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church, Danville, California. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.